a tough Sunday night for the Broncos as they fall for the first time at home to the previously winless New York Giants. And on top of that, they saw some of their top offensive weapons get carted off the field in Emmanuel Sanders and Isaiah McKenzie.
Well, I was actually in myself, and I saw it on the TV, and, you know, all I could do is drop my head because, you know, all the work he put in, all the work we work so hard for, all the goals we set, you know, we talked about over the season, and see him go out with an ankle injury like that, and then to see him get carted off, it was sad.
You know, Isaiah's been coming along, and we've been working him in more, so that would stink. You know, I don't want to obviously speculate on any of that, but Emmanuel, obviously, we know how good he is, so you know, that would be unfortunate. But at the same time, all those other guys, you know, Benny, Jordan Taylor, those guys keep stepping up when they get their chances, and it's next man up.
It's definitely tough. We good players too. You know, you see good players go down, that definitely hurts. But we got to move on. You know, we don't know what's going on. Next man up, we got to move on, and it's going to be put on, you know, a bunch of other playmakers to make more plays. So
yeah, it's tough. It's the NFL, though. You know, injuries. I mean, obviously they had to fight through injuries this week as well. So, you know, we're going to have to fight through injuries as well.
The next step is going to be an MRI tomorrow morning. The initial x-rays were both negative, so we're lucky there. I mean, they both look like serious injuries, but the initial x-rays were negative. So
it wasn't only those two. Demaryius Thomas took several big shots, and Trevor Siemian missed time at the end of the first half after throwing a pick six. At the podium, he said that he would be fine. As for the others, only time will tell. At Sports Authority Field at Mile High, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.